This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, January 12th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall told farm media yesterday that the American agriculture economic crisis continues to consume family farms, and he doesn't see any end in sight.
We lost 160,000 farmers since 2017, and it has not done anything but get worse. So my observation can tell me nothing other than it's going to get worse, and we're going to see more and more people either leave the business, sell out, and put their land into development, or other uses that land won't ever come back to agriculture. And we're talking about the security of our nation, being able to feed ourselves. I think we're at a critical stage.
Duvall appealed to congressional leaders in attendance to find additional support for farmers and ranchers in the face of high input costs, low commodity prices, and challenged global markets. Well, the USDA's final crop report for the 2025 crop year showed greater stocks of crops and a challenging price outlook. Arlen Suderman of StoneX says USDA even made adjustments to last year's crop figures.
They increased the size again of last year's, the 2024 crop, for both corn and soybeans. It wasn't a big amount, but psychologically it had a negative impact. In fact, they did a lot of changes to last year's balance sheet, the 24-25 marketing year balance sheet. I don't remember a year in my four decades of doing this when I've seen so many changes to a previous marketing year for balance sheet for corn and soybeans in January.
The soybean carry was increased to 350 million bushels, the corn carry over 2.2 billion. Suderman says that number will end up higher.
USDA published an ending stocks estimate of 2.2 billion bushels, but the market is going to be operating off of a higher number of that because USDA pushed its feed usage number to 6.2 billion bushels, 750 million bushels above last year when we're feeding fewer animals. The market doesn't believe that feed usage number, so it's assuming an ending stocks number of 2.3 or 2.4 billion bushels. So that takes a larger weather problem. Now, such a weather problem could still develop, first of all, in Brazil's winter corn crop, but then next summer in the U.S. Growing season, either place, if it were to develop. But it just means it has to be a bigger weather problem to get the attention of the market than if we'd seen stocks fall below 2 billion.
Suderman does believe the higher stocks estimate domestically and globally will be further incentive for Washington to act to assist farmers.
Particularly since the EPA has not yet ruled, we have been cautiously optimistic the EPA would come out with a positive program. I think now it's doing it sooner rather than later so we don't lose time, which means lose demand. We're hoping that in the coming week to 10 days, we see those final regulations go to the Office of Management and Budget. That would start the clock ticking. It usually takes several weeks for the OMB to analyze those and then to release it and hopefully get them to us in early February. Then that, I think, could be very positive for demand, and hopefully that'll happen. I also think that it does help provide some initiative for Congress for another set of payments to farmers as well. I know that there's such proposals have been worked on within Congress. This might help the momentum of it.
Finally, AgriPulse reports this afternoon the Trump administration is taking the first steps to bring the Food for Peace Assistance Program under the Agriculture Department's purview. That according to four people familiar with the situation. A interagency agreement signed last month allows the USDA to take control of the program's funding from the State Department and begin making awards in the coming weeks. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Commodity Classic returns to San Antonio February 25th through 27th for their 30th anniversary celebration. Discover breakthrough solutions that boost your bottom line. Network with thousands of industry leaders and explore cutting-edge farm technology from over 400 exhibitors, all designed to power your farm's profitability forward. Don't miss 30 years of agriculture excellence in the heart of Texas. Head to commodityclassic.com to learn more. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.